The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Ever tried reading while jogging, cooking, or even juggling flaming torches? Yeah, doesn't end well. But with audiobooks.com, you can conquer books without the circus act. Dive into over 450,000 titles, including more than 10,000 free ones. Get hooked on a bestseller. Find your next obsession. Or finally read that classic you've been avoiding since high school. And here's the inside scoop. Sign up today for a free 30-day trial and snag your first three audiobooks on the house. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the original theme park podcast, CoasterRadio.com. This is your announcer, Tom from Louisville. And now, podcasting inside the Guazi Pavilion at the 2022 Listener Meetup at Busch Gardens, Tampa, here are your hosts, my close personal friends, Mike Collins and E.B.
Very nice.
So good.
I like that.
You gotta love the live crowd energy of a Coaster Radio meetup.
Yeah, this is great.
Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Back live in front of an audience the first time in 3 years.
It's been really nice. So, well, last week we were behind the glass.
That's true. That's
we
true.
Are now in front of you and you can touch us.
I know. Reach out and yes. touch someone, as they
yeah,
say.
Yeah, so who was at the last week's mini meetup at Universal standing outside the glass? We got some hands out there. That's great.
Yes.
So, yeah, we did do the Radio Broadcast Center at Universal Studios. That was so much fun. Mm-hmm. In our time here in this room, that was yesterday, but for the listeners, it was last week.
That's right. That's right.
Right.
It's a whole time machine show that's going on. Yeah, so this is the second episode of our Florida trilogy.
Our Orlando trilogy.
Exactly.
It's our Florida trilogy.
So great. And here we are, the 2022 listener meetup at Busch Gardens, Tampa. A beautiful park, man. I love this place.
It's wonderful.
Yeah, it's your first visit, right?
It's my first time to come to Busch Gardens, Tampa, and I love it. It's awesome. I still haven't done like half the park. We're midway through the day. We just all ate lunch here in this wonderful wedding venue.
Yes, right, yeah.
Which is really nice. We should describe this space. We said that we were going to be recording in the Guazi Pavilion. Of course, I'm thinking picnic pavilion, like we just said. Mm-hmm. It's not really a picnic pavilion. It's like a tent. But it's a tent with walls and like chandeliers and white curtains and lighting and carpet. This is a wedding venue.
Yeah.
It's got twinkle lights on the ceiling, Mike.
That's right.
It's lovely.
And we're going to cut the cake a little later.
Oh, that's nice.
And we're going to get the garter off of EB's leg.
That's right.
We'll do that. Uh-huh. Yes, that's going to be What color garter are you wearing today? Yes,
let's not do that.
We're in
class. It's a classy affair. We're not doing that sort of thing.
We're not going to do that.
Smash the cake in your face. Come on.
I would like that. Speaking of that, though. There are birthdays in the crowd. Birthdays in the crowd. First, I know that Eric is over there celebrating a birthday today.
Hey, happy birthday.
Very good, very good. Is there anybody else? We were talking about it before. Is there anybody else whose birthday is like today or yesterday? Or
There's a birthday.
Oh, Andrew in the back. Andrew's birthday has been in the back, too. That's right. We did talk about that. So, yeah,
happy birthday,
Andrew.
There
too.
We go.
That's great.
Cool.
Yeah, and also celebrating a birthday is my daughter, Emma. She's in the back. She's turning 4 years
That's
old.
That's her weekend, yes.
Hi, Emma. Birthday. Happy birthday. So thank you guys for being here on your birthday. Thank all of you for being here, because this is what's shocking about today. Like, Coaster Radio meetups we've had going all the way back to 2015, mm-hmm, I guess, at Cedar Point.
Yep.
We've always had them on Fridays or Saturdays.
Yep.
And so we were a little worried. We were having this one on a Wednesday. We said, is anybody going to show up? And Busch Gardens was like, well, tell us how many people are coming. And we're like, five?
I can guarantee me and the family.
Yeah, right.
That's
we'll
the best
be
I can do.
Yeah. No, and then you guys like blew past the record. We've got 100 people here.
100 people.
For the Coaster Radio.
That's really
meetup,
cool.
So.
Very cool.
On a Wednesday in November, man. That's hot. So that's great. That's great. I would love to get some thoughts from the crowd here just, you know, first thoughts of the park, especially from people who have been here. And maybe we start with somebody who traveled the furthest and is maybe a bigger celebrity than you or me, because I actually heard people saying, like, I didn't know Nick Hudson was going to be here today.
Let's go back
and look, here he is all the way from London, England. Nick Hudson right
here,
everybody.
Nick, how you doing? Very well. How are you?
Very well. There we go.
See, it's that beautiful accent.
Jolly good.
That's what we wanted. Yes. That's what we want.
That's good. So let's start with you, and then anybody else who wants to jump in, just raise your hand once we get around out there. But I'd love to hear, like, first thoughts of this park, you know, for somebody who hasn't been here.
I've been here about 15 years ago, so I haven't done Angrazi, haven't done Cheetah Hunt, haven't done Cobra's Cut, so it's like being back here again for the first time. Beautiful, beautiful park. Angrazi is astonishing, my second RMC cred of my life.
There we go.
And Cheetah Hunt is great. As someone who's from England, it's nice to have one of those rides that actually has a roller coaster attached to it. That's good. Cobra's Curse is great fun. I love the theming of the station, even though we didn't see it, because thankfully we have quick queue passes. Thank you to Busch Gardens for that.
That's right,
and, yeah. Just a lovely park and such a different change of pace to Disney, which is where we were yesterday. Just nice to come into a park and relax and take your time and not be glued to your phones. And can't wait for what the rest of the day has.
I will agree with that, because I was at Magic Kingdom on Monday,
yep.
and Nick is right, glued to your phone, looking down like, I've got to get my Lightning Lane, I've got to do this, I've got to do... But here, you just kind of walk around, you relax, you get in the line. And the other thing you said, Busch Gardens, very cool, giving everybody in this room unlimited quick queues.
Yeah, that was nice. We were a little bit slow.
Yeah. Very nice.
We were here for the ERT on Angrazi. We were a little slow opening it up.
Yep.
And we were all like, it's going to not open, come on, let's go. And then coming down the line is our pal Haley, passing out those cut the line passes for everybody.
Yeah,
so that
quick
was really super
for everybody.
Nice.
So good. I'd like to know, we're going to talk to some locals here in a little bit. So if you're a local to Busch Gardens, get ready, because we want to ask you some questions. But we also want to talk to people who have never ridden Angrazi before, because a lot of you experienced that for the first time today. We want some reviews. I mean, you're like just hours off getting off it. I'm hearing that when we rode it this morning, seriously, let me see. My daughter's here. She's the youngest, right? All right, I can say it. The thing kicked my ass this morning. Like, it kicked my ass. Look, I don't want to show you, but look at my pocket. Like, it literally ripped my shorts.
Yeah.
There on the side.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
it
I don't know how that happened.
Was tearing apart the people. There was blood on the coaster.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
We bumped an elbow on the coaster, and it, like, was an injury. No, it was like a stab.
It's wild, man.
Oh, my
that's
gosh.
A wild roller coaster.
It
loved it.
It was fun.
It was smooth. It was fast. And what I'm hearing is that as it goes on through the day, it's getting faster.
Fast. Well, that's what I think a couple of people told us that were like, how did you like it? Oh, it was great. You got to ride it later.
Yeah.
You got to ride it later.
Right.
Well, we got these cut the line passes. I think everybody was kind of like, we have to save these for dark. We have to get a night ride.
Yes.
And we're all going to use our cut the line pass on Gwazi to ride it at night.
Yeah. So can we get some reviews? Like, if you want to like talk on the podcast and just sort of
sure,
give the
let's
audience
do this.
Well,
a I'll
review.
Say as I'm walking over here to find somebody, Mike, I loved it. I thought it was probably, I mean, we talk about how wild it was, but it was not as banging you around as a lot of the RMCs, in my opinion. So what's your name and where are you from?
Kyle from Orlando.
All right, tell us what you thought of Angrazi.
I love it. I just moved down here back in June, so like right after it opened, and I love it. My home park used to be Cedar Point, and I can say it is better than Steel Vengeance.
Yeah. Whoa.
There you go. Right out of the gate.
Incredible.
All right, what's your name and where are you from?
I'm Dylan from Bradenton, Florida.
All right, what did you think of Angrazi?
It's the best. I went here for a grand opening back in March and met her a long way. And I've been waiting 3 years for that ride ever since the original Gwazi came around. Did that many times. Did it teeth rattle or anything you can think of how rough it was.
It was terrible. It was terrible.
I love
there
it.
You go. Now I got to talk to you about your shirt, because we saw this shirt. And we were, of course, at Universal, Mike, just yesterday. I love this shirt. What's your shirt say? Read your shirt for us.
So it says, Fast and Furious Supercharged is the best ride ever.
Change my mind.
Change my mind. Yes.
If you don't agree, hey.
Yeah. There you go. Right on the back. We the Coasters. That's the socials right there. We the Coasters.
I like it.
Here's some more Angrazi. Is it first time, last time? Name and where you're from.
First time. My name's Eric, the spreadsheet guy from Portland, Oregon.
Nice.
This is my third RMC conversion, and also just glass smooth like every other one, but can't really say it's anything less than my number one. Like, smooth, fun, enjoyable, rewritable, and yeah, throughout the day it will pick up and kick your ass, because just did one right before lunch. Woo, it's a different ride.
Yeah, there you go. I need to get on it a couple more times, I think, because it might take my number one, too. All right, what's your name and where you're from?
I'm Corey from Greensboro, North Carolina.
All right, tell us about Iron Gwazi.
First time at Busch Gardens, first time on Iron Gwazi. It easily pushed Velocicoaster and Steel Vengeance into places 2 and 3 on my top list.
Whoa, yeah.
And all that's a comparison we hear a lot, too, is talking about Velocicoaster. I think it just had the coincidence of opening around the same time, right? That we get that comparison, of course, the proximity to each other.
Yeah, I mean, there were just so many excellent elements in it.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And so smooth and so fast. And, man, but I want to try the night ride for sure. Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, the thing that we did immediately after that was have a contest with a pretty great. Oh yeah,
no, I was going to say this was great because we were going to do it. We were going to do the rope ladder.
Yes,
right, and that's what we had all talked about. And there, I know there's some people in the crowd that were like, you know, I practiced for that, right? And we switched it up. We didn't do rope ladder game.
That's right. Yeah. Instead, we did the basketball shot,
basketball shootout. Right.
Yeah.
So this is, you know, one in and you win
exactly.
Basketball game that you see on the Midway, and this is right next to Iron Gwazi.
Yep.
And so that's what we did, and the prize was a tour of Shikra that included the ride up the lift hill.
Yes.
To go walk around at the top of the lift hill. So we had 7 spots open because I took the 8th spot.
but a good tour guide you were.
Yeah,
though.
Well, and the idea, of course, was that we were going to do a single elimination of all 100 people, and we would all shoot baskets, and the first 7 to make a basket would get in.
Yes.
And it was like, well, it's almost lunchtime. We need to do something else because nobody's getting any baskets.
Yes. I was shocked because we went through, there's 100 of us here. We went through 4 times.
Yeah, people would take turns because there are 5 basketball hoops, and I think we would go through 5 at a time trying to make a basket. Nobody got it until finally the ride operator came up and was like, listen, I'll tell you what's really going on. The hoops are ovals, so you can't just shoot like a... It's like, well, I knew it!
You had
I
to
knew
swish.
It every
you
time!
You had to do a swish.
Yeah, you had to do a
but
swish.
But out of this group of 100, we took 400 shots. One person in this whole group.
And I feel
there.
Like
he
it should have been...
Back. Look at this. I want to hear how you did it, man. How did you do this?
Yeah, we had one actually make the basket. Here it is.
I said, I'm just going to do the silliest jump shot I can. And it went in.
There you go. Do it silly. What's your name and where you're from?
I'm Sullivan from Orlando.
There you go. So he's a local. He knows how to do it.
So what was it like? Like, I'd love to hear from him. What was it like being up there?
Yeah, the tour. The tour. Yeah. Have you ever done a walk-up like that?
No, I haven't. That was crazy.
So explain, kind of talk us through what the whole thing was. So we all walked all the way to the back to Shikra, and then explain what you saw there. Because I thought, Mike, we were going to do a walk-up. Right, because we've talked about this on the show before, doing these walk-ups where you have to like put the harness on and you like snap in the carabiner and you walk up, but it wasn't that.
There was like an elevator that brought us up to like the U-shaped turn on the top, and we walked around the turn, seeing the entire park from 200 feet in the air.
Yeah, it was great. So that was Danica and Sean took us up to the top of Shikra, and it was kind of like a, what do you call that, like an incline elevator, and so you sat in these seats facing out.
It's what they use if you have to evacuate, right?
It is. Like it's the same. It's the same evac. So instead of going downstairs, you actually ride in this thing. And we were talking to Danica about how the evac would actually work, and they have these platforms that they have to lay out to make like a better pathway up when you're up top. And she said they can do the train in about a half an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Very interesting.
That's good.
Yeah.
How did you feel being up there though? Because I did the tour at Busch Gardens Williamsburg, and I am not afraid of heights. But I got off that elevator. I started walking around. There's, you know, it's scary. You're up there.
Well, I thought that we were going to have the harnesses and the carabiners. We're like, no, we rode this little incline elevator thing up the lift hill. And then I was like, well, okay, now we're going to put those on, right? Because they're not just going to let us walk around up there. No, just come on out.
It's fine.
It's like a balcony. It's like 2.5 feet wide. And there's a railing on one side. And there's no railing on the other side. There's like a 2-foot gap. And then the track. And underneath, well, just in case, there's a chain link fence. It's like zip tied on there. It's fine.
Yeah,
just in case. But we walked all the way around. We could hang out as long as we wanted to. We got lots of talk with Sean up there, the engineer, and Danica. She's the she said, I forget how she introduced herself. She was in charge. She was the boss of Shikra is kind of how she introduced herself, I think.
Nice.
We did have one listener who we ended up doing a raffle. You want to explain how that worked?
Yes.
Because we didn't make enough baskets to get everybody up.
We took
only
400
had one person
shots.
Make a basket.
Only one went in. So what we had to do is for the other... I guess 5, 6 people who could go. We lined everybody up, assigned a number, and then did a random number generator. So it was truly random. And one person in the back, when his number was called, he was like, oh no. Yeah, he was
I'm so terrified. Glad that I missed my basketball shot because I do not want to win this. And then you did win it. What's your name and where you're from?
I thought you said we weren't going to talk about this.
Yeah. I'm Chris from Orlando.
Yeah, so Chris, he braved it. He was like, "I don't want to do this." I was like, "Come on, Chris!" And you guys are all good people, right? Yeah, this, you guys are all good people. And it was like, "Chris, you got to do it. You got to do it." And so Chris did come back. He rode the elevator up to the top. You almost got out. You know, you did. You got up. You walked up the stairs. Yeah. But then it was like when you go up the stairs and they're like regular stairs, but then there's the next flight of stairs. It's like the grate, and you can look through it to the ground. Yeah, and tell us what was going through your head then.
Well, you were behind me, so I was like thinking, I don't know what I'm going to do. And then I went a little bit and I was like, I felt the wind. You see how small I am? I was like, I'm out. So like, I felt really bad too, because I know people like really want to do it. So I like really like pushed myself, and I was like I went and sat on the thing and hung out with like the engineer or whatever. And he was telling me everything that supervisor said. So I didn't miss anything. I promise you. I saw the view. It was great.
There we go.
It was very
there
cool. It was very cool. It was a great prize, and another really nice thing for our hosts here at Busch Gardens Tampa to offer to everybody.
So great. A really great prize. One of the best prizes I think we've had.
Yeah.
Another park gave like one of those big poop emojis once.
That's
like, hey,
true.
Here you go. Here's your
that
prize.
That is true.
Thanks a lot for
that, game
Carowinds.
That was, yeah.
Yeah, that was great. That was great.
Uh-huh.
We really appreciated that, Carowinds. That was nice. So let's talk to...
Was that the squirt gun game? I think we did the squirt gun game as like a tournament.
Out, here's the prize, a poop emoji.
The big stuffed poop. And it was like, congratulations,
fantastic.
You walk around with this all day.
Yeah. Wonderful. Yeah. So Busch Gardens, you beat Carowinds at that, for sure.
No, that's great, for sure.
So this is where we want to talk to some of the local people here, because some of us, Nick Hudson hasn't been here in years.
Sure.
I haven't been here since 2018. Many of you, it's your first trip here. Let's talk to some of the locals, because... It is, we've got so much time after this left. The park's open till 8. There's Christmastown tonight. I would like you guys to talk about a couple things. We want to talk about, like, your top attractions. Like, of course, the roller coasters get top billing. Iron Gwazi does. But, like, aside from Iron Gwazi, what are some of the top things you have to do here? But also, what are some of the hidden gems of the park? So maybe give your top attraction and then something that's hidden that people walk by.
Sure.
Yeah.
This is the coaster capital of Florida, I think, is the new branding here at Busch Gardens. And it's absolutely true.
Yes.
It's
yeah.
crazy how the density of roller coasters compared to everything else that's around here. But I know there's a lot more going on. And I've only gotten on a few so far this morning, right? That walk, that going up to the top of Shiker took a lot of time. So I need to know what there is to do here. I did get a bird on my shoulder. I'll tell you that story.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. All right.
All right. What's your name and where are you from?
Ryan from Tampa.
All right, so what are you going to tell us about Busch Gardens Tampa, your home park?
I think everyone came out a good time over the last couple of years. They've had a little bit of a glow up, so it's a little bit shinier than it was a few years ago. But it's a treat to have it in our backyard here.
There you go. We got a fan.
Yeah, there we go. There we go.
Yep.
And I'd love to hear from you guys, too, about hidden gems in the park. Like, what's something we cannot miss that... isn't something people talk about.
What was it called? The Lori lookout? What's that little aviary called?
That looked nice. Yeah.
What is it called? Oh, the Lori landing, where it's got all the little parakeets and the parrots and things like that. You go in there and you can get the little cup of nectar, but you just walk in there and you can like hop them on your finger, put them on your shoulder. They'll poop on you and everything. It's really awesome.
Oh yeah.
I did that. That was my secret hidden gem.
Very nice. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm Andrew from Orlando. Similar to that. I love animals. The kangaroo exhibit's awesome, because you can just go in there. The kangaroos are like right there. They're like not even separated from you, basically. You can like get as close as possible, like ever. So it's really awesome.
Yeah. You know what else was like that were the penguins, because the penguins are swimming, but Emma was walking by it, and she's 4 years old. She's like this high. She was face to face with a penguin at one point.
Ugh.
And they were just staring at each other, like big eyes staring at it. It was really neat.
Okay. Okay. And here we go. What's your name and where are you from again?
Jonathan from Orlando, and I grew up, this is my home park, live in Orlando now, but I got to watch Cheetah Hunt be built and ride it on opening night at a special event. So parks always had a special place for me, but the hidden gem is Christmas on Ice. If you haven't seen it, you should make time for it. Their Christmas on Ice show is just excellent.
There you go. I saw the big theater, and I saw when the people were coming out, there was a lot of... The park is pretty empty today, which is really nice for everybody, but a lot of people were coming out of the theater for that Christmas on Ice show, and I think there's a couple shows left today.
You know what was funny is that we talked to, like, Navarre and some of the people here at Busch Gardens, and we said, hey, could we do the podcast in a theater?
Yeah, the big one.
Yeah, and so we said, could we do it in that big theater? And she's like, oh, no, it's like the ice skating show is going on. And we're like, well, we'll put on ice skates.
Yeah, we can be on ice. That'd be fine.
Totally. That'd be funny. Yeah. Well, I'll do a triple pirouette and get some applause from this crowd.
Sure. Like, let's do it. I got the outfit and everything. Yeah.
Little skirt. Yeah.
All right. What's your name and where are you from again?
This is Kyle from Orlando again. And my hidden gem here is the edge of Africa over by Egypt. It's the best place to get up close to the animals, and you got a view of the Serengeti out there. Also, if you're a pass holder, go to the pass holder lounge on the second floor of the Serengeti Outlook. You can take food and drinks up there, and you can look right out on the savannah. It's super cool.
Nice.
There you go. Okay. Well, what are we doing later? We're going to go at 5 o'clock to
The giraffe bar.
The giraffe bar, and that's got a nice view, right?
There. Yeah, so the Passover Lounge is on the second floor of the giraffe bar, but they also serve the same things up there. If you go sit upstairs, you can get a server, and they'll bring you beers and all that stuff from downstairs.
Ooh. There you go. It's like that Netflix movie platform, right, where if you got the pass, you can be up on the top level, but we'll be down a level getting everybody's leftovers.
Yeah.
Nobody saw platform? Okay, that's fine.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, actually, dude. Yeah, and one thing I'm looking forward to is Christmastown tonight because they've got so many different things you can try. Not only food and drink, but also like just all the different walkways with all the lights.
Oh, can't wait for night to come and to see the lights and things for
that's
Christmas.
Great. Yeah. Well, look, we are going to take a break, but during that break, we would love for you guys to start thinking about any questions that you have for me and EB. It can be about anything. It can be about the show. It can be about parks. It can be...
Sure.
Personal stuff.
This is the listener question segment, and we are going to do a mini one at the in the third half of the show.
Yeah. But coming up next, this is going to be fun. We're going to be talking with Eric Elliott. He is the Vice President of Engineering and General Services here at Busch Gardens and also Adventure Island. So that's going to be fun.
Cool.
We'll learn a little bit more about him and the park
right after this.
This is CoasterRadio.com.
Hey guys, this is Mario. I know it's been a while, but I hope you still remember me. Even though I'm not on the show every week, I still support Coaster Radio. One way I support Coaster Radio is when I do my shopping on Amazon.com. It's easy, and it doesn't cost me anything extra, which I love. Before I start shopping at Amazon, I just go to CoasterRadio.com, and I click on the Amazon link, and then I go ahead and shop like normal. Flava's birthday's coming up. Of course, he wants a pair of skinny jeans and probably some weird metrosexual hat for him to wear to work. So that's the place I go. And what I do is I buy the stuff, and Amazon gives the show a small percentage of whatever I spend. And as far as I know, EB and Mike don't take that money and spend it on themselves, at least not on their clothes. So I think it's safe to head to CoasterRadio.com before shopping at Amazon. Buy your stuff. If you want, tell them I sent you. I don't think it'll help, but I love shout-outs.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Yes. Welcome back, everybody, to the original theme park podcast. You are listening to CoasterRadio.com, coming to you from the beautiful Guazi Wedding Pavilion here.
Yeah, there's a quinceañera coming in just a little bit.
That's right. Yeah. That's the Sweet 16. I like that. So much fun. Thank you guys so much for being here. And, of course, to everybody at home for joining in. This is week two of the Orlando Trilogy. Of course, next week we'll be at IAPA.
Yes.
So that's going to be fun. Lots of great stuff. And happy holidays, too. We're in the holiday season, which is great.
Yeah, this is nice. So it's in the timeline of real life, it's before Thanksgiving, but we're already getting so much Christmas, right? It's hot outside, and it's, you know, it's humid, and it's Christmas time at the same time. We have the Christmas decorations out, and the carols happening.
Yeah. So we've been having so much fun here at Busch Gardens, and it's fun to meet the people who bring that fun to us, who help us help create that. And joining us here is Eric Elliott. He's the Vice President of Engineering and General Services at Busch Gardens Tampa Bay and Adventure Island. Welcome to the show. Great to have you.
Thanks, everyone. Yeah. Thank you very much for having me, and thanks for all you guys for being here.
Yeah.
And first, compliments to your team. We had a great time with Danica and Sean and those guys over there, and then all the other guys. We saw them hard at work trying to get Sheikra back up and running, but they were happy to take some time out and chat with us.
Awesome.
So your team's awesome.
We have a great team here.
Great.
So thank you very much.
That's great. Maybe you could start off by telling everybody what you do, like what's in your job description, and you know, what do you work on here at both parks?
Yeah. Sure. So fun fact, I actually did get married in this.
Really?
No, is that right? I'm just kidding.
I believe this. I was there. Sure.
I was like, oh.
I'm only kidding.
So yeah.
I believe it.
So I am the Vice President of Engineering and General Services here at Busch Gardens, Tampa, and for Adventure Island. As part of my responsibilities, I oversee the design and engineering team, the team that built that wonderful Iron Gwazi that some of you guys have ridden. Hopefully by the end of the day, everyone will have ridden it. Mm-hmm. And also on the general services side, it's maintaining all the ride maintenance and as well as all the facility maintenance. So everything that you see around the park, somehow my team has a hand in making sure that you guys have a great time.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, keeping it all running.
Yeah, great. Right. That's so good.
So tell us what brought you to this point in your career. What's your background and where did you come up? Where did you come from last?
Mm-hmm. So I'm originally from Virginia. Virginia.
There you go.
So I actually started my career in the theme park world as actually working at Busch Gardens Williamsburg.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Awesome park as well. Then had the opportunity, got a promotion, was able to come down here to Busch Gardens Tampa and get into, like I said, the D&E and the general maintenance side there. Being at the theme park and working, obviously, in the SeaWorld Parks Entertainment family, had a great time, great career working at Busch Park in Williamsburg, and so was fortunate to be able to come down here to sunny Florida and to continue my career at this great park.
Yeah. Great. Can you do a little compare and contrast with Busch Gardens and Williamsburg? Yeah. And this is your opportunity, I think, to kind of like, maybe you can diss the other park a little bit, or maybe you can say, you know, but you can always spin it the other way. Like, this park has this better, and that will imply that this park has it worse.
Yeah, there you go.
Give us the real scoop on the differences.
Okay, I will give you the real scoop. So how many folks have been to Busch Gardens Williamsburg?
Oh, yeah. Lots. Yeah, there you go. Okay. Yeah, nobody can hear. No, wait. Nobody can hear.
Yeah, you
got to
do it by applause for the radio.
There you go.
There you go.
There you go.
A lot, yes.
Did you hear that swoosh sound of people raising their hands in the crowd?
Yeah. So, you know, the comparison is going to be hard because I actually spent 20 years at that park, and I've been down here for 4.5 years. So, 20 years to 4.5 years. But as you guys know, for all you have been to that park, a lot of the rides are similar, especially with our coasters. You know, we have some rides there that I hear. But the one big thing and the one awesome thing about Busch Gardens Tampa is not only do you have a theme park, but you have a zoo. And some of you guys mentioned it before on some of the hidden gems. Just being able to have that part of it, not only the great rides that we have, but to be able to also enjoy the great zoo atmosphere and the actual zoo that we have here with the number of animals and all the specialists that we have on that side. So that's the one, I would say, the one big difference between the parks, the animals that we have here. So that entertainment factor that you're able to get out of this park by not only being able to enjoy all the great attractions, but just to have the animal component, I think that's the biggest difference. And obviously, you know, the seasons up there. One thing from Virginia, I do miss the seasons. Mm-hmm. But outside of that, this park is awesome.
I know. I love today, like even hearing Christmas music, but walking around in shorts. I thought that was great today, too.
Well, and it's true about the animals. You know, I knew that there was a zoo here, but I thought it would be more of a separate, like most parks, it's a separate thing. You have to go through the gate and you go and you explore the zoo section. This is very integrated. You go down to Cheetah Hunt and there's a cheetah.
Yes, right. Yeah.
And then you're walking through and then again, you go to and there's the birds that are, you know, you can go into the aviary and then you walk past the flamingo pond and they're everywhere. The animals are everywhere. What are the white birds? Are those hornbills? What are those? The white birds with the long... I see those everywhere.
The iris that you see on the pamphlet?
Yeah. They're everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so good. Yeah. So maybe tell us what you think is the best project you've been involved with or a favorite project of yours. And it doesn't necessarily have to be an attraction. Maybe it's an event, but something you really have enjoyed working on.
Okay. I would say as far as... obviously, if you put it in perspective for here, it's definitely going to be... For the extent of it, my 4 years here, obviously, is going to be Iron Gwazi, because that project, you know, just the magnitude of it, because with that, you know, we obviously know about some of the other hybrid coasters that are out there. So when you have that to go against and you want to make your attraction that much better, just going through the design phase for the green field that we actually had, just working through that and making sure that we... you know, gave that ride all the characteristics, you know, with the speed, with the height, with the inversions, just making sure we gave that ride all the dynamic things that you can't get in some rides, but also keep that rideability as smooth as possible where you do want to continue to ride that ride over and over and over. So being involved with that was just a journey as well, because of this little thing you may have heard of called COVID. That project started in 17 and it ended in 22. So a long project.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, but so worth it though.
Yeah, definitely worth it.
Oh yeah.
Let's talk about your experience just working in the park. Is there a special part of the park to you that you like to go to, or is there a part of the park that you know you always like to check on, or maybe there's a part of the park that you know is a good place to escape? It's like, well, I got to go check on the concrete over here, but this is, I'm just going to sit on the bench for a while. Like, what's a special part of the park for you?
You know, I just enjoy being in the park. I mean, I obviously in my position, being over the rides and getting a chance to do things like that. Like this morning, I had a lot of budget meetings. No one loves being in budget meetings, but being in those budget meetings all day, even before I came over here, I just walked by and jumped on Iron Gwazi. You get hyped for this meeting right here.
Yeah, nice. Good.
So to have the opportunity to do that is great. And then when you like say you're frustrated, but maybe it's something, you can just walk in the park and jump on one of these rides and you know and just get over that really quickly. But earlier when we were talking about some of the hidden gems, mm-hmm. someone mentioned a place that I like to go, which is Edge of Africa. Okay. You know, most of the time it's quiet, but just to be able to walk through there and get the opportunity to see, you know, the lions out there, the hyenas, the giraffe, the hippo, just to experience all that and just to hang out. That's one of the places someone might find me if they're looking for me.
So. There you go. That's great.
That's great. You know, you were talking about Busch Gardens Williamsburg and, you know, the different rides that are there, and there are some that are similar here. Is there a ride system or a type of attraction that you'd like to see come to Busch Gardens Tampa that isn't here yet?
There are a few out there. I know, you know, obviously we're working on some things, you know, for 23 and 24. Obviously you saw 23 if you're walking around.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Serengeti Flower. But for 24, 25, 26, you know, we're fortunate with the SeaWorld Parks Entertainment and specifically Busch Gardens Tampa, to have that luxury for my corporate team, to be able to give us funding to where, you know, we are ready to coast the capital, obviously of Florida. That's going to continue because we have some great plans in the future to even make this park even better.
So. Nice.
Okay. Good.
That's like one of those sound bites that we're going to play on the show like a year from now and like, right. Yeah, see? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that knew what was going on. That's cool. We're talking about Christmastown. That's beautiful out there. I can't wait for it to get dark and see all the lights and stuff. What's your favorite seasonal event here?
That's a good question. And I would definitely say Christmastown because obviously that time of year, like everyone enjoys Christmas. And the fact that we're able to put that product out there and give all our guests and our fans and our pass holders that experience. It's a great experience. So not only with the lights that I think was mentioned earlier, but all the dynamics of the entertainment with the great ice show that we have. That's awesome. But not only that, but the culinary options that we have here with some of food and beverage, some of the specialties that we have on the food and beverage side. So it just really makes Christmastown an awesome event.
That's great.
Very cool. Is there something that hasn't been mentioned here that you want to talk about as far as things that people have to do or advice for first timers, that sort of thing?
Yeah.
I would say advice for first timers is obviously you definitely need to plan. Like you need to have a good day to where you can really enjoy not only all the rides, and I mentioned the animals, but some of the behind the scenes things like some of the tours and different things like that. And then obviously if you have a second day, you know, you want to go to the water park. So you also want to go to Adventure Island as well. So I would definitely, if for first timers, definitely plan it to where you can really enjoy a good day and kind of immerse yourself into everything we have. You know, and to make that easier, you know, we have a mobile app that makes it easy for everybody as far as the directions and different things like that. So there's an opportunity that can really enhance your visit and make sure that you get the most of your visit here at the park.
Yeah,
great. Up at the top of the Shikra, Sean was telling us about some of the projects that y'all are working on right now. As a year-round park, he was talking about the challenges that, you know, when you don't have an off-season, you really have to be careful. You've got an extra car for Tigris, that sort of thing. What's something that you're working on right now that's sort of a challenge for you that's been difficult?
I think the biggest thing is we've been fortunate to really, I think one person used the term, shiny up the park.
So
from an aesthetics view of the park, you know, just be able to upgrade a lot of things that we have. So being able to do that, obviously, you know, with the park in full swing, it makes it a little bit difficult. You know, we made a big challenge and a big upgrade at the front entrance. So obviously that's the main thoroughfare for the whole park. So just being able to try to work through that efficiently without, you know, being a deterrent to all of our guests, you know, things like that make it hard. But we're just fortunate to be able to put a new fresh face onto the park. So it's been great.
Absolutely.
That's awesome.
Been such a great day. Eric. Thank you so much for joining us here.
My pleasure. Coast Radio, taking time out of your day.
We appreciate it. Great.
so nice to have Eric here. It's great to hear like behind the scenes of the park and stuff. So thanks so much, Eric. That's
very cool.
Yeah, yeah. So now we're coming up to the final segment of our show, and then we're going to let everybody go. Everybody's wanted to get to some rides and stuff. But this is a chance, like, we're all here together, you know? Like, we do listener question shows.
Yes.
At, you know, on Coast Radio during the off season, but you guys are here in person. This is like some one-on-one time. So if anybody has ever had a burning question they wanted to ask on the show,
it feels very confrontational. I don't know.
I know.
This.
I'm wondering.
It can be selective. Now it's just okay.
Yeah.
All right.
That's right.
Who has a question? Do we want to?
We'd love to.
Oh, we got to go. We got to dip into the Nick bucket again.
That's right. There you go. Yes, please. Yes.
I'm just gonna say two words, three words: a European road trip.
Oh, yes.
Question mark?
Yeah.
Yeah, that should be on the list. I think it's been on the list for a long time.
Yeah, you know, we're talking about it, and this is something that maybe we talk to this is the group who likes to come to meetups. Would anybody in this group be interested in, like, a two-week bus trip to Europe?
Yeah, if we planned it far enough in advance and we, hooked up with our great British...
Yeah, go see Europa Park, go see all these places. But what if it was the type of trip where it was, like, you pay one price... And then the bus is just going to take you where you need to go. It's going to take you to your hotel, take you to the parks, take you to eat. Maybe that's what we do.
The Great Britain Coaster Club.
Yeah.
Had the offer
I feel
to set
good
that up
seeing 100 people on a Wednesday. Maybe we could get at least 50 people over in Europe.
We can fill a bus.
Yeah, there you go.
I think we could fill a bus.
I think so. Sure.
That could be very cool. Yeah. Another question? All right. What's your name and where are you from?
I'm Tim from Hartford, Connecticut. My question is, I'm a teacher, and we do a lot of, like, here's a rubric and what you got to do to be good and proficient, all that. What would you two put as, like, your criteria in a rubric to rate your coasters? And, like, you know, specifically, what are you looking for, and what makes it that perfect thing versus just good?
I like this. It's a very academic question,
right?
Because
that. Yeah.
I don't think there's a lot of, I think there's some enthusiasts that really just feel a coaster and like, I like this and I don't like this, but I like the idea. And I'm sure there's a couple of people in here that are like, oh yeah, I have my rubric.
Yeah.
I can tell you exactly what's on it.
Yeah.
Right. And so does anybody have a rubric that they want to share? Do they have ways that they think about, like, I have a formula that I calculate air time to ride time to height to what's the calculation?
So for me, it's Andrew from Orlando again. It's, you know, it can't just be a coaster, like parking lot coaster. It's theming. It's, you know, visual theming, music theming. Like, I just rode Fly at Fantasialand last month, and it's freaking incredible. It's, you know, the music is incredible. Ema score, it's a beautiful soundtrack. The visual theming, the steampunk land. It even has an airtime, a flying coaster with airtime, the only launched flying coaster in the world. So, you know, just unique dynamics like that. Like, you know, obviously you've got to have some airtime. I'm a big fan of launch coasters. Like Velocicoaster Terran was amazing too. Has to have a good mix of things. You know, speed, pacing is important too. But theming, a lot of people don't think about theming, and that's the difference between, like, me. I consider myself a theme park enthusiast, not just a coaster enthusiast. So I want both. I don't just want a parking lot coaster.
Yeah, there you go. Well, I think for me, I think I'm going to have to, like, if I had to do it, I would have, like, my facial expressions while riding a roller coaster, right? Like, what is the laughing, smiling ratio to, like, frowning and bracing myself?
Yeah.
Right? And Iron Gwazi, I think a lot of RMC coasters, I feel like I have that, like, right? And you're going to get hit and you're going to frown and that sort of thing sometimes because it throws you around. Iron Gwazi, I was laughing way more than I was, like, bracing myself or frowning.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's that sort of a thing.
Yeah.
And then even small coasters, I feel like I like more than even some of the bigger coasters because they're just stupid fun. Like, I love that toboggan coaster up at Little America.
Oh, exactly.
Because the entire time you're just cracking up at how stupid of a roller coaster it is.
I know, yeah.
That it's just that much fun. I really love Fury 325 because you're just soaring and smiling and having a great time. Whereas, like, with... I rode the Jurassic Park, the Velocicoaster, but because I was, like, so annoyed at the queue line, I was, like, frowning for the first half until I went over that top hat, right? And then that's what came, was like, no, you're on Velocicoaster, stop it. You're enjoying this. And it was super fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I think that's how, if I had a rubric, I think it would have to be some sort of, like, if I had a facial recognition camera in front of me, that would, like, check off the time of, like, frowns to smiles.
Yeah. That's a good idea.
Yeah.
That's good. Yeah. For me, it's all about, like, smoothness and airtime. And I think that's why the much vilified Apollo's Chariot
sucks.
Is always my favorite. Yeah, I know. People always say, yeah. They need that here, man. That would be good. But
but
Iron Gwazi this morning reminded me of that because it was intense, but it was smooth. And I never had to brace brace for pain or something. So it was great. Even though it did rip my shorts. And I said it
did
my ass.
It did.
But
yeah, and there was one part, I think it was when it does that 90-degree turn that's just over the station right there.
Oh, yeah,
and you kind of lose track of where you are. And I thought we were going right and we went left. Like, that was a good moment. That made me laugh. That was good.
A good answer to that is Cheetah Hunt here, because that is just so fast and fun.
Sure.
And it's smooth, but you're never bracing. You're just enjoying the ride.
Oh, Cobra's Curse. Cobra's Curse. Like, and we were just talking. I got on Cobra Curse just before coming in here, and I remembered talking about the ride when it was announced, and then never thinking of it again for like however many years it's been out now at this point. Mm-hmm. But I was like, doesn't it spin? Like, I'm not spinning. And so, and then I forgot that it had the whole, I don't want to spoil it for people, but it has the whole backwards part.
Yeah,
and then you
start,
and I was like, this is so much fun. I was loving Cobra's Curse. Yeah.
It's so good. So much good stuff going on.
Yeah.
Here. Yeah. Is there anybody else? Anybody else have a question or so?
Sure. Let's go back here.
This is so fun to be with you guys back here. As EB's going back to give the bike, man, it's so fun to be.
Yeah. What's your name and where are you from?
Sean from Orlando.
Emma, what's your question for us?
So as somebody who may or may not work with a coaster involving dinosaurs, what do you like better, Velocicoaster or Iron Gwazi? And I'm curious what you didn't like about the queue.
Well, I think I've told this to some people. What I didn't like about the queue is I didn't get to experience the queue, because I walked up to Velocicoaster and there was a 35-minute wait for the ride, but there was single rider. And I know people had told me this before I even went to Universal, and I forgot. Don't go in the single rider line at Velocicoaster because it's way slow. But that's a compliment to Universal, because who do you even call the ride attendants? The sorters.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. That are at the front. They're so good at, like, how many in your party? Row 3. How many in your party? Row 2. And they sort you. And so they would put everybody into the train and dispatch it. And us single riders were like, oh, you filled it perfectly with... Okay, it would be like 2 or 3 trains for each single rider. And so you go up, you kind of bypass all of the cool theming that's in there, where you see you were talking about the raptors.
Yes.
That do the run.
Yeah.
Along with the real practical roller coaster, there's the part where they you see the raptors in the cage. You skip all of that.
Yeah,
if you do
single rider, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so I'm standing there, and the exit line comes up like this, and I watched a guy come up the exit line, and then a couple minutes later, he passes me. In the regular line. 3 times this guy got the ride before I finally got on the ride.
Yeah.
So that was my problem with Velocicoaster, was that I didn't get to, but we're going back tomorrow night. And
there
I'm
going to
get my night ride. Yeah, it's going to be great.
So I think then we'll really talk about, is it Iron Gwazi or is it Velocicoaster?
For starters, I want to say I'm so sorry that you went in the single rider line. I could have told you myself that it's personally unreliable. I tell people all the time, they don't believe me. It's going to be longer, but if you want to go in there and waste your time, I'm so sorry.
That's exactly what happened. But no, I'm going to get my night ride on Iron Gwazi, and tomorrow I was back row, at least with Velocicoaster. That's the nice thing with the single rider is somebody told me that they often will put single riders in the back row, right, as they're sorting people. That's where they end up with an empty seat. And so it's a good way to try to get a back row ride on Velocicoaster is to do single rider. Yeah. But I want to do front row at night on Velocicoaster tomorrow night. That's my goal. And then I can have a real compare and contrast.
I love it.
Should we do, I mean, everybody here that's ridden both, do we want to do like a maybe it's a 3-way. I mean, we should do this right now, where we do Steel Vengeance.
Oh,
giving me a look, right? This is all right. Let's talk about Steel Vengeance, Iron Gwazi, and Velocicoaster. Should we do it by applause? Real
quick? Sure. Just to see, we've got our mics in the audience, so we could sort of see what would happen.
All right, let's do this. Then Steel Vengeance.
Okay. All right. Kind of like a 4 on the meter. Maybe?
Oh, yeah. We do like that.
Yeah,
like,
right. Yeah,
Iron Gwazi.
That's cool. Okay. Now, yeah. Okay.
Remember where you're at, right?
Yeah, okay.
Velocicoaster.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. So interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I think Steel Vengeance we can knock out of that.
I know, right?
Yeah. With the two. Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
All right. All right. We didn't want to leave anybody out. Is there anybody else?
Another question? Like, here we go. Let's come on back this way. All right. What's your name and where are you from?
My name's Biff, and I'm from Louisville. So here's the debate question I have for you guys. You can't give the same answer for both questions.
All right.
What is your favorite coaster versus your best coaster?
Oh, that is a good question. Yeah.
Versus best coaster.
Yeah. I've got the answer right away.
Okay, go for it.
My favorite I always talk about is Apollo Chariot, but the best coaster I've been on is Fury 325 in terms of like the style I like.
I would say best coaster is probably Fury 325. We've been talking a lot about Iron Rattler.
We have been talking a lot about that.
That's absolutely one of my favorites.
Yeah.
Outlaw Run's one of my favorites. You know, I like that dumb toboggan coaster. I always come back to that.
I know.
And I would, you know, I think it was kind of a joke when we first started the podcast that I said it was my favorite, and I'd been wanting to get, because I rode it at Ocean City at Trimper's Rides. It was there, and it was always my favorite as a kid. And they eventually got rid of it. And there's only two, I think, left in the whole country. And I think there's three in the whole world. And one's up at Little America in Wisconsin. And I finally got to ride it again. I was like, I don't actually think this is my favorite ride. That's just the silly joke I say on the podcast. And I wrote it and I was like, no, this is my favorite roller coaster. It's so dumb. Does everybody know about the toboggan? It's a single car. Your head hits the top because that's how small it is, because it's completely enclosed like you're in a little European car, is what it reminds me of, is what you guys drive, Nick, over in Europe. And you go straight up a tube, right? I think it's like 40 or 60 feet or whatever, and then you come out the top, and it just goes spiraling all the way down, and then bunny hill. And you're banging around the whole time inside this tiny little tin can.
Yeah.
It's the stupidest ride.
And talk about riding defensively.
Yeah.
That's
absolutely it. Yeah, just put yourself in this thing. All right, any other questions? We had another one back here.
Jonathan from Orlando, can I ask Coaster Boy a question?
Oh. Coaster Boy.
Oh, yeah. Look at this. It's a character segment live. I like this.
Coaster Boy, what's your take on Iron Gwazi versus Steel Vengeance?
Iron Gwazi versus Steel Vengeance is not even a... That's not even a question, idiot. Cedar Point is America's roller coast. Loyalty to Cedar Point until the day I die. Of course, Steel Vengeance doesn't stand up to my favorite ride of all time. Millennium Farce.
That's right. Thank you. That is. A live Millennium
Farce.
Steve.
Farce. Yeah. My boyfriend.
That's right. That's so good.
Let's do another question back here. All right, I know this guy. This is a longtime friend of the show. What's your name and where are you from?
This is Chris from Columbus. Mike, I want to ask if you can ask Emma what her favorite part of the park has been today.
Oh, yeah. I could go back over
there.
Do that.
Yeah,
so, yeah. Hey, Emma. Here, come over here. See your daddy first. What have you enjoyed most? What was your favorite thing you saw today?
It was this. The playground.
Oh, the playground.
Oh, that Sesame Street playground.
Sesame Street, she went up into the nets and climbed around. That was your favorite thing today?
Yeah.
Did you like that? You know what Daddy tried to do? Did we try to go on the Air Grover?
Yeah.
What happened?
I was crying.
Oh, yeah. She did not want to go on the Air Grover, but maybe later. But the playground was fun, wasn't it? Do you like this park? What was your favorite animal you saw?
Elephant.
The elephant? Yeah, the elephants were so good. You want to say a message for everybody?
Welcome to the circus.
Good job, Emma. That was her famous line from long ago. Welcome to the circus.
Emma's least favorite thing about the park is the lack of pigs.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Peppa Pig. We need more Peppa Pig.
Here, we got one back here from Tom.
Hi, I'm Tom. I'm from Louisville. Who's a better announcer, me or Neil Patrick Harris?
Oh, that's a good question.
Again, you have to remember who's here. So I'm going to say Tom.
Yeah,
right?
Tom is good live, and Tom can do it live.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
But, well, just like what we talk about, you know, when we're here and we talk nice things about the park because we're here, but just wait till next week's episode. So, yeah, next week it'll be NPH again.
That's everybody's favorite is when we come back home.
Yeah.
That's always everybody's
And we know
favorite,
the PR right? people only listen to their episodes. They don't listen to the other ones. So that's how we sneak it away, Haley.
Oh, my God.
Who else has a question? Where's our brand new listener? That's who I'm hunting down. Where's our brand new listener? Did Dan already leave? Oh, he had to sneak out. Oh, you can just cut this part out then. So, yeah, we have a listener who just found the show a couple of weeks ago. And found out about the meetup and bought his ticket, and then just listened to the first episode ever yesterday on the way to the park. So, pretty awesome.
Wow.
You found him. We have any other questions here? I got to get back in here and ask another.
He might have actually come to this sauce in person and
like,
said,
well,
yeah,
this
I'm
was
out.
A big mistake. What am I doing?
Why am I here?
All right, what's your name and where are you from?
Hey, it's Patrick from Orlando.
And what's your question?
Mike, I think we all know you love the game show segments. If you could be on any game show, what would it be?
Oh,
you've,
easily.
You've been on a couple of game shows, or at least a couple of... You know.
I was in the audience for The Price is Right,
uh-huh.
But I cheated. I didn't wait in the line.
Right.
I used a contact I had at CBS to get me in. And I was, like, ridiculous. I don't know why. I showed up in a suit. And so I'm, like, everyone is in the crowd, like, wearing just, like, what you wear on Price is Right, bright colors. And I'm sitting there in a suit. And so I wasn't eligible to win anything, but they put me right behind contestants' row. So if you watch that episode, and I've got it on tape, you see me doing this when they're, like, bidding. I'm going like this. Like, I'm leaning
like
before
the
each
camera,
way to get
right?
my face on the camera.
That's good.
But, yeah, Price is Right is what I would love to. But you know what? I think I talked about this on an episode a long time ago. The place I worked was honoring Bob Barker.
Right.
Giving him, like, a Lifetime Achievement Award. And one of the things they were going to do was actually bring people up from the audience to play some Price is Rights games. So they had the Plinko board. They had the big wheel. And so Bob wanted to rehearse. And so I sort of like said, well, if you need somebody to rehearse, you know, I'll get up there and be the contestant. They let me go up and be the contestant. And Bob had like the skinny microphone and he was like doing the whole thing. He was like, now, Mike, you're going to get up here and do Plinko. And the greatest, like one of the greatest sights of my life, besides like seeing my children born, was looking down and seeing Bob Barker at the bottom of the Plinko
that
board. Looking
perspective
up at me.
Of the Plinko board.
Yes, exactly.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. It was like baby one, baby two, Bob Barker looking up at me. It was like what I what I remember most in life. So yeah.
Very good. Yeah. I think the one of the greatest things I ever did was I wasn't on the real show, just like you did the fake American Idol at the theme park.
Yes.
That, right. Yeah, I did the fake Double Dare at the theme park. That was a lot of fun. Back at the Nickelodeon Hotel many, many years ago. That was a lot of fun. And I was really upset. I told this story, I think, on the podcast. I was mad because the people that were playing against our team, they didn't know how to play Double Dare.
Aww.
It was like, you have to dare and you have to dare back. This is the strategy. Come on. Yeah, so we crushed them at Double Dare. It was fantastic.
There we go. Yeah. There we go. Oh,
all right, here we go. Get. Nathan's got a question.
Our good friend Nathan Slater. Here he
all
is.
Right.
Yes.
What's your name and where are you from?
This is Slater. Represent RTO, baby.
Yeah, there we go. There we go.
But it's not really a question as much as just something I need to say. Me and Nick were talking the other night just about how impactful, like, you all have been for our lives. And we just want to thank you. Because, like, I have a whole coaster family because of you guys. All my best.
Thank you.
That's awesome.
That's so nice.
No, and it's
that's
do we
really
wanna,
nice.
Do we want to get all gushy here at the end? I mean, we can get all gushy here at the end. No, it really does mean a lot to us. It really, really does. And we hear stuff like that from people, you know, whether it's, you know, here in front of everybody or we just get an email or something like that. It really means something to us that you guys show up for this stuff. And when we see, it's not even necessarily y'all are coming out here to hang out with us, but it's like from across the country, this is a venue for friends to find each other, right? And to hang out with each other and to make new friends and to see that continue. We've been doing this thing for 15, 16 years. Mm-hmm. And to see you guys building those friendships and to know that we were just a little bit of a part of that, you know, and to facilitate it is just really, really, really cool. So thank you guys so much. You can give yourselves a big round of applause.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, thank you.
Absolutely.
Yeah, thanks.
Absolutely. There's nothing better than getting to do the show in front of you guys. And thank you so much for being here. Thanks for coming to the meetup. It's so exciting. Then it gets us excited to plan more and to plan more things for Coaster Radio. And we love it, man. So thank you so much. So great to have you guys here. And we're going to let you guys go. I mean, we're going to wrap up the show. There's a whole half a day left here at Busch Gardens and nighttime rides and stuff like that. It's going to be great. Before we go, though, we got to say next week we are at IAPA.
Yes.
Going to be completely overwhelmed, I'm sure, but you get to hear that in real time. It's a show where we turn on the microphones as we walk in, and we do not turn off the microphones until the end of the show.
And this is what we talked about IAPA, just to tease next week's episode of CoasterRadio.com. It's like, well, do we want to walk around and talk to like dozens and dozens of people and have all these short little interviews and make that the episode? No, we want to give the real experience of IAPA. So we're going to actually get our badges and stand outside the doors, hit the record button, and then open the doors and walk inside. And so you guys are actually going to hear in real time us just being overwhelmed and running around trying to find all the things and talk to all the people and seeing all the stuff. It's going to be really fun and different format of a show that we haven't done before. And then we're going to go around and collect those little interviews. And I think we'll sprinkle those throughout the next year of the show. So we will have probably dozens of interviews that will drop into future episodes.
Oh, yeah.
But we're going to format those like a game. So you'll have to wait and see.
It'll be fun.
Yeah, it's going to be a cool way that we're
going to do it. The thing about walking around live is that if the National Roller Coaster Museum people find us, you might hear a scuffle. Yeah, like right there on the show floor. Like that could happen. That could
happen. Yeah. Well,
like, they might punch you in the face.
They're powerful people.
right.
Or they might just say, hey, we've got something special to show you behind the curtain.
Yeah, exactly, right? So we got to watch out for them.
Where did he go? I haven't seen him all afternoon.
Yeah. Tyler Bybee. We might see him. Who knows who we're going to run into. Yeah, I don't know what's going to happen. So it's going to be a weird day tomorrow, but it's going to be fun.
Let's pretend we don't know him.
Yeah, exactly. Who are you? Who?
Taylor? What?
Yeah. That hair looks familiar, but I don't know. Anyway. So we want to thank all of you guys for being here. It's been so fun. But of course, just like in every show, this is the part where, you know, we get to talk to people about patreon.com/coasterradio. The reason that we're here at the meetup is from support from people who head to patreon.com/coasterradio and pledge anything from $1 all the way up to $50.
And let's say that you know, at that dollar level, you can get into that the Discord, which has been very handy here for the meetup.
It's been huge.
Been a great place. And if you feel like you've been excluded, it's because you have. this event is intended, originally intended all those years ago when we started the meetups. It's a thank you for supporting the show on Patreon.
patreon.com/coastradio. So hopefully y'all are there and you're putting in your buck to get on the Discord. But we thank everybody at all the levels. There's perks and bonus content and so much more. Check it all out. Let's go through this here, Mike. $20 a month. You get your name read on the show. Should we make this last way too long by having people clap if they hear their name? Is that stupid?
Yeah, or like, or
like, just continue to clap. How about that?
Yeah,
just, it'll become a rolling applause because I think
that.
Most of these
of
people
these
are
names.
Here.
Yeah, so let's do it that because we never get to have applause during it. So,
all right,
yeah.
Well, let's start it right now and we'll start out with here. Start your applause. Alan Bergfield, Alex Payne, Brian Cosson, Charlie and Jesse Brooks, Chris Rankin, Cincinnati Nick the Sweatshirt Guy. I'm going to make you keep clapping the whole list. Our friends at Club Z, Colton Lickerich, CM Venom, Dan Bunting, Dan Dyler, David Sakala, David Uwanowicz, Dino, Evan Roos, Grace, John Brody, Josh Combs, Karen Lee Howard, and Kevin Wilson, and Kyan Kiefer.
Also, our friends at Little Mountain Productions, our friends at Made to Thrill, Matt from Yorkshire, Michael Fuco, Mikey Mayo, Shane Mankiewicz, Skyline Michelle, Paolo De Los Reyes, Rich Barber, Rick Burnley, Timmy Young, our friends at the Thrill Nerds, Tom from Louisville, a great announcer, and Zach Carpenter.
That's right, and our honorary executive producers are Tyler Ray, Slater, Brian Wackler, Jason Elliott Atkinson, and our friends at the Coaster Challenge Podcast.
So that's it, everybody. Thank you so much for being here. We love you. And thanks to everybody at home. We will see you next week.
Thanks for listening to the original Theme Park Podcast. For CoasterRadio.com, I'm Neil Patrick Harris. Peace out, suckers. CoasterRadio.com is a production of Lift Hill Media, LLC. The show is intended for private use only and may not be redistributed or broadcast without our express written permission.